I'm just about running up here. I didn't even wait my turn down there. What I'm going to be speaking about today is something that people may be very opinionated about. We all pretty much state our case with conviction. I'm not talking about politics or religion. I'm speaking about music and singing. And today I'm not going to go into the secular world of singing, because that's where someone might like jazz, someone might like rock, you know. We all have our own opinions on music, and we can argue and dispute that. But what I'm going to be speaking about is singing in the Bible, what it talks about, and how we're to praise God with singing. And we all know that God is present here with us. So when we're singing to Him, we're singing right to Him. He's here with us. Number one, singing songs of praise to God with thanksgiving. And God made us that way. He made us humans that love singing. We can feel the emotion of it. And He loves when we sing praises and worship to Him. I'm going to go ahead and turn. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to the first scripture. Psalm 100, 1 through 5. Psalms 100, 1 through 5. And it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And then verse 4 here. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and unto His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. And then Isaiah 35, 2, if you want to go ahead and turn there, I'll read this also. These are all out of the New King James Version. Isaiah 35, 2. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. And then we get, there's 1 Chronicles 13:8. And we all know David was a great songwriter, and he wrote many hymns and songs of praise to God. Someone he was happy, someone he was saddened under duress. And God even wrote one song for him that he didn't even know. God wrote it, and he put it in the Bible for us. 1 Chronicles 13:8. Then David and all Israel played music before God with all their might, with singing on harps, with stringed instruments, on tambourines, on cymbals, and with trumpets. David was really on fire, and that's a good example of how we're supposed to be, and we are. And being a song leader up here, like Ray just now found out, I could hear up here, when you guys sing, it's so loud to us, it's just, you may hear the guy next to you, but up here it's just, it's a joyful sound. And for God's ears to be open here, present right now, today, listening, I know it's a joy for Him. We also sing songs to God during trials. There's many hymns that are more of a lament than a praise. David sang many lament. Their praises to God, but in sore trials. And I have a little song I wrote. I write songs and I do music and have for a long time. And so when I'm happy, I'll sing this little song. And when I'm having trials, Carmen hasn't even heard it. It's just between me and God. And I won't sing it to her, actually, but 'cause I'm a little embarrassed, I think. I don't know why, but I mean, whatever. I'll stand on a stage with hundreds of people and play my guitar and do my thing, but I won't sing that to my wife. And she does bless her heart, because I'm making an album, and I got the band back together, and she's heard these songs, me playing my guitar, probably 20 years now, you know, and she's like, she's pretty much done with it. But then she heard the final result, and she's excited. But, and it sort of took off. I just thought it'd be like more of a hobby, but it's really, you know, growing a life of its own. So I love writing songs. I find it a creative process. I do have some songs I wrote for God. Just him and I, you know, just alone, just playing my guitar and just singing. And I think of all of us, I know there's one thing all of us has done, and I want to show of hands, and don't be shy. How many of us don't like to sing in public, but we've sang in the shower? Come on. Howard, you've never sang in the shower?
I like to sing in public.
Oh, he likes singing in public. And this isn't going to be a guilt trip sermonette about joining the choir either, even though we can use more men. But here's a scripture here. This is Paul, when Paul and Silas, when they got jailed, and they were in prison. I mean, you talk about a sore trial. You know, they got beat up pretty good, and they're in jail. I'm going to go ahead and read Acts 16:25-30. Acts 16:25-30. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Can you imagine that? They're in jail, and the jailers, all the other inmates, and they're probably going, what's with these guys? You know, they're beat up, they're bloody, and they're singing praises to their God. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, and so the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loosened. And the keeper of the prison awakened from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." He was sleeping on the job, and he would have been executed for falling. If they would have left, the Romans would have executed that jailer. But Paul said, "Hey, don't worry, you know, the doors are open, there was a big earthquake, we're still here, we're still singing praises to our God." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before God and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" What an example in a period of sore trial. Then I got into a little bit of the science of singing and music, mostly music. Healthline.com. The benefits of listening to music. This is 2009. That archaeologists excavated a cave in southern Germany and uncovered a flute carved from a vulture's wing bone. The delicate artifact is the oldest known musical instrument on earth, indicating that people have been making music for over 40,000 years. I'm not sure about the time frame of the 40,000 years, but I'm sure it was a long time. And as I was doing this research, I was thinking, who would think to take a bone and put holes in it and blow through it to make an instrument out of it? It's just phenomenal when you think about it. And then the music's effect on the mind, and the studies at Johns Hopkins stated it could lead to better learning. I'm not going to go into all this for sake of time. Mayo Clinic, music memory is one of the brain functions most resistant to dementia. That's why some caregivers have had success using music to calm dementia patients and build trusting connections with them. And I'm going to go ahead and call out Roy Tower, because I think he's doing a great service of God. But he goes out with his little band to these senior centers, and they play for these people, and they just love it. It's the highlight of their week. You know, and he has to load his stuff up, take it there. They have to rehearse. There's a lot of time into it. So I really commend him for that. and it's a labor of love for him. Then I read also that researchers stated that it can also treat mental illness. And I know we've all seen videos of people that have severe autism and so forth, but yet when they get on a piano, they'll just play a concerto like, you know, perfect. It's just amazing. When we listen to music, there's a chemical reaction that we get from our brain, the dopamine, associated with pleasure and reward. There's stress hormones that are released like cortisol, serotonin, and other hormones related to the immunity. So they were talking in this study that it even helps the immune system. And then, I'm not going to say this because I'll O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N, it's a chemical that fosters the ability to connect with others. And it makes sense when we sing together and we really enjoy it. We get something out of it more than just singing when we're all together. Music effects help the mood, can help lower anxiety, help symptoms of depression. And there is depression, you know, people listen to depression music. I've noticed, I was thinking on the way up here, from the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, all the way to now, it just seems like the music's just degrading. You know, the first song I remember, my mom, I don't know if she was having an outside party, I was just, I don't know, probably 5 or 6, and she was blaring Hound Dog in the backyard, you know, and it was upbeat, you could dance to it. Then you get into the 60s, and especially the pop music, it was real uplifting, and then the 70s, the drug culture started seeping in, and it was good music, but you could, you know, the nuances of that element were being infiltrated. And then the 80s, by the 90s, that whole grunge movement is just basically heroin-addicted drug addicts singing and becoming popular. So, and then now what we have today is just, it's unlistenable, really. Then I also was reading about music therapy. There's actually, you could go to school and become a music therapist. And it's one of the functions that people in hospitals, outpatient clinics use, nursing homes, substance abuse programs to help people to overcome. And I'm going to leave you with one last scripture, and when I read this, I get these little Bible scriptures every day, at least one little scripture on my email. So if I don't study, at least I get one scripture. And when I read this, I just thought, wow, this is incredible. And this really ties this together about how important music is. Open your book to Zephaniah 3:17, if you have your Bibles. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. So what this basically says is God actually is so excited when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and we're praising him that he sings to us. We may not hear it audibly, but I'm sure we feel it, you know, in our emotion, in our spirit. And he loves that we come to the Sabbath service to worship him, praise him, and to sing praises to him.